So next year, the Arkansas Supreme Court will have a female majority for the first time. What do you think is the significance of this happening?
I think anytime you have a majority on a court that is women, it sends a really important signal to other women lawyers out there that they have these opportunities. As a teacher of law students, for my women law students, this is a real signal that women have come a long way in the legal practice here in Arkansas.
And can you put this in context for us in terms of how many other states have majority female Supreme Courts?
Right now, only 9 other states have majority female courts. So it's fairly unusual to see a majority on a court like this.
And how many Supreme Courts have women chief justices?
It's actually more common to come across women chief justices. Right now, there are 18 courts that have women chief justices. And if you look at the history of all the states, 40 states at some point in their history have had women chief justices. So we do see women being appointed chief more frequently than we see majority female courts.
So here in Arkansas, what are the statistics on women judges on our state courts, including the Court of Appeals, Circuit Court, and so on?
According to the American Bench 2013, Arkansas had 27 of 139 judges that were women. Nationally, we see that women make up 32% of the final state appellate courts, 32% of state intermediate appellate courts, and 25% of state courts of general jurisdiction. And then finally, 31% of state limited and special jurisdiction courts. So all in all, nationally, about 27% of judges in state courts are women.
I believe Arkansas has traditionally lagged in female participation on the Supreme Court, with only about a handful of women being on the court since the first woman was appointed in 1975. Is that correct?
That is indeed correct. It was a slow going for the beginning of women sitting on the Arkansas Supreme Court. As you pointed out, the first woman was appointed in 1975 by then Governor David Pryor, Elsa Jane Roy. And then we had other justices appointed. Andrea Leighton Roaf was appointed by Jim Guy Tucker, our first African-American woman Supreme Court justice. And then finally, in 1997, we have Annabelle Imber Tuck, who is the first elected Supreme Court justice to the Arkansas Supreme Court. Mike Huckabee, in 2004, appointed Betty Dickey, who was our one chief justice who was female. And then finally, Mike Beebe had appointed Elena Wills. And since then, we've had 3 justices who were actually elected, women justices elected. So it was slow going at the beginning, but now we do see that women are starting to be elected and not just have to rely on gubernatorial appointments.
All right. Well, is there anything else you think is worth mentioning with regard to the upcoming majority female Supreme Court?
Well, I think one thing that comes up every time we talk about having a majority of women on the bench is the Supreme Court going to somehow decide cases differently? And that's one thing that has been actually very well studied by political scientists. And as it turns out, the answer to that question is no. Women, for the most part, don't judge in a way that is appreciably different than their male counterparts when they are appointed or elected to the bench. There's one caveat to that, and perhaps it's not a very surprising caveat, and that's in sex discrimination cases, where you see women judges tending to vote more favorably towards plaintiffs in sex discrimination cases than their male counterparts. Perhaps that is not surprising. They maybe can identify a little more with the plaintiffs in those cases. But in the vast majority of cases, we don't really see women judging in a way that's appreciably different from male judges. So I think that perception has sort of been debunked by political science studies.
Okay, well, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
That was Teresa Beiner of the UALR Bowen School of Law. We've been talking about how next year the Arkansas Supreme Court will have a female majority for the first time. I'm Karen Trigo Stewart, KUAR News.